The J&J vaccine's extremely important to South Africa because it comes in a single shot, can be stored at normal fridge temperature, and is very effective against the highly infectious variant circulating in the country. Health economist Fundile Nyati says South Africa's in a much better position than it was a couple of months ago when it was battling for vaccine supplies.
When we are able to secure 61 million doses, 31 from J&J and also 30 from Pfizer, I think that is something good that we should actually applaud. Yes, we have paused the J&J for the past 2 weeks or so, but even that was good because we were interrogating science, and now we can be able to warn our people of potential dangers of the vaccine.
But Nyati says the government hasn't focused enough on educating the public about COVID-19 vaccines. He says the state seems to think its job is just to buy vaccines and people will automatically turn up to be injected. That's not the way any immunization campaign works, explains Nyati. He says vaccinating 60 million people requires highly effective communication.
Yes, there's communication at ministerial level, there's communication at president's level, but below that, especially where service delivery takes place, at provincial level and even at municipal level, there really is a big vacuum. And unfortunately, life does not allow for vacuum.
That communication void, says Nyati, has fueled all kinds of conspiracy theories about the vaccines.
That has led to a lot of vaccine hesitancy. And it is something then that we cannot allow as we are looking to vaccinate people, because even now...
The health department says first in the queue for jabs will be people over 60 who should register on its electronic verification data system, or EVDS. But again, says Nyati, the government isn't being considerate.
People in rural areas who don't have access to the technologies for EVDS, it's going to be challenging for them. It's much more easier for somebody like me with a smartphone.
The economist says the struggle to secure vaccines should be a lesson to the country to plan for the future.
In 1994, we had the capacity to develop our own vaccines. And over the years, we've lost that capacity. We need to learn to be self-sufficient because this is not the last pandemic. Investing in science and technologies so that we can be much more self-reliant as a country is something that we should take out of this.
Nyati adds that the pandemics also sparked scientific advances in South Africa.
Our investment in genomics has actually put us in the lead to be able to see variants as they are coming in. Many countries are vaccinating without even knowing if they've got variants and whether those variants are actually going to affect the effectiveness of the vaccine. So it is something that...
However, like other experts, Nyati's convinced the vaccine rollout is too late to prevent a third wave of COVID-19 infections sweeping the country within the next 2 months. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.